information, and your favorite music. AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome everybody live from Oneonta High School. Tonight, we get into the sectional tournament. It's that time of year. It's win or go home. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski, opening round of the Section 4 Class B boys basketball tournament here as 3-seed Oneonta taking on 14-seed Watkins Glen. Greg, good to be back here at OHS. Appreciate you helping me out again.
Yeah, no problem. Always nice to see a high school basketball game here at the home of the Yellow Jackets.
Want to welcome everybody in to the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. We'll come back, take a quick break, then we'll come back, and we'll break things down here. A lot to talk about with this very talented, young, and upcoming Oneonta team. So glad we're finally getting a chance to see them here on WCDO. So we'll take a break. Section 4 Class B Boys Hoops coming up tonight here on CDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Man, welcome back to the Butler Auto pregame show. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. This might be a breeze, only doing one game instead of four like we did on Saturday. So, Greg, I think both you and I are excited to watch this Oneonta team. I got to see them early in a non-radio game, but just watching them here in warm-ups, they seem to have a little bit of everything. They played a very tough schedule, so let's talk a little bit more about the gauntlet that got them here and what might lie ahead, not only this year, but in future years here for the Jackets.
Yeah, well, one thing that our listeners, I'm sure, are aware of is that Oneonta is the only school in our coverage area, really, until you get more towards Binghamton, that plays in the stack. So most of the time, they're going on road trips. They're playing people, you know, out in the Binghamton area, even as far as, like, Elmira, that way. So they come in with an overall record of 10-8. That doesn't sound very, like, a great season, but if you look at some of the schools that they've lost to, I mean, of their eight losses, five of the losses were by 4 points or less, and four of those losses were to Class A schools. So they're playing bigger schools. They're going on the road. They're challenging themselves in the non-league. I mean, they just lost. They were Stack East Division champs. They only lost one game in their division. They recently lost in the Stack playoffs to Johnson City, only by 3 points, so they're in the game. They lost to Maine Enwell earlier in the year by four. They lost the first time out to Norwich by three, and they lost to Cobleskill, Richmondville, and Spackenkill by 1 point. So with a couple different possessions, they very easily could be, you know, 14-4. So very young team, a lot of talent, so excited to see them play tonight here against the Watkins Glen Lakehawks.
I think that Johnson City game says a lot to me. That was the Stack semifinals, and I think a lot of people, the vibe I got was that they were surprised at how close Oneonta kept that game, and Johnson City, to me, went on and I think kind of shocked Seton Catholic. I don't know if maybe Stack people would agree with that or not, but I was surprised that they beat Seton Catholic. So they lose in a very close game, a game they could have won by a couple different possessions to the eventual Stack champ. And the Stack is such a legitimate league. When I think about all the leagues that I cover, you look at the talent, the geography, the size of the schools that are in the stack. If you come out, you win your division, and you have a chance to play in the stack playoffs, you're doing something very, very well.
Yeah, I mean, I think that league is certainly challenging. It's got a lot of bigger schools, a lot bigger than Oneonta. So for them to win their division and then go on and put up a good showing against a solid Johnson City team, who, like you said, then went on to win the stack, that's pretty impressive.
I got to see Johnson City earlier against Delhi. They had a non-league game down at JC. And I've been lucky enough the last few years to get to watch JC because I like what JC has done. They've gone out and said, hey, we'll play Delhi, we'll play South Courtright. So I've gotten to see them play some of our smaller schools, and they have a tremendous player that has a couple of confirmed D1 offers in Zubair Griffin. He's very, very good. Maybe the best boys Section 4 player in the section. Fun to watch. So the Jackets went toe-to-toe, and it kind of started with Brady Carr. I mean, he's averaging 21.5 points a game. I feel like they kind of feed through him, but there's so many unsung heroes and great pieces on this team besides just Brady.
Yeah, I know when I was doing my research, looking at NateLowell.com, checking out all the scores, it seemed like almost every game there, I mean, Brady Carr was there most of the time, but it seemed like every other game there was a new player from Oneonta who scored, you know, 12, 10, 15 points. So very young but balanced team.
Yeah, very balanced team. And let's talk a little bit quickly before we go to break here about the thing that I think maybe a lot of people haven't realized this year, Jerry Mackey, not the head coach. He's gone down to JV. Brad Z has stepped up, done a wonderful job here, and I know you know him very well. You know both those guys very well. It's got to be exciting for you kind of as an outsider to see, hey, Brad's getting his chance here at the varsity level.
Yeah, I played with Jerry at Hartwick College for 1 year and then have gotten to know him over the years, and just a fabulous basketball coach, great mind, great competitor. And Brad, I got to know him when I came to Oneonta and was at Hartwick. He was still in high school, and I've gotten to know him over the years. And, you know, throughout the coaching time span of Jerry Mackey, Brad was always the JV coach. And I know that Jerry would consistently tell the players, hey, we're lucky. We have two varsity coaches on our coaching staff. And I know how competitive and how much basketball means to Jerry. So for him to say, hey, you know what, I'm going to take a step back and allow you, Brad, to coach the varsity team and coach your son while he's going through, I think that meant a lot to Brad, and excited that he has his chance.
All right, we're going to pause for the national anthem. When we come back, it's Oneonta and Watkins Glen here in Sectionals on WCDO.
Looking for a hardware and feed store with excellent customer service and a knowledgeable staff? Jan and the team provide all that at Canal Street Hardware, Route 12 in Oxford. Stocked with everything for winter, including hand warmers, two-cycle oil, batteries, heat tape, plumbing, stovepipe and gasket, fire brick, and keystone feed. They can even fill propane, make hydraulic hoses, make chainsaw chains, and storm windows. Canal Street Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 till 2. Located on Route 12, right in the heart of Oxford. Canal Street Hardware, your hometown hardware and feed store.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. In other words, at Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No pricing by credit score, no restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin, or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Come check out the local high school sports Wall of Fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge, featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Jerry's Inn has that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn house specialties include street tacos, chicken gyro, Jerry's cheesesteak, as well as New York strip and surf and turf after 5 p.m. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for daily specials and events.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Time now for the starting lineup live here at OHS as it's the Oneonta boys taking on Watkins Glen in the opening round of the Section 4 Class B boys basketball tournament. First for Watkins Glen and head coach Scott Morse. They will start with number 5, a senior, Ryan Willett. They have number 3, a junior, Samuel Castlin. A senior, number 12, Alexander Holmes. A sophomore, number 11, Christopher Simeal. And a junior, number 2, Quasi Wilt. On the other side for Oneonta and head coach Brad Z, they are missing a couple of players today that are on trips here during the break here during school. So today they will start with sophomore number 12, Grayson Brockington, a junior number 22, Anthony Falco, a sophomore number 24, Britton Z, a senior number 32, Micaiah Morrison, and a sophomore number 40, Brady Carr. Oneonta's in the white uniforms with the blue and the gold trim, says jackets and blue lettering across the front of the uniform. Watkins Glen is in the dark blue, kind of a navy blue uniform with the maroon and the white trim, says Watkins Glen across the chest there. Greg, some keys. I know you got a chance to talk with Coach Z. What do you think are the keys here for Oneonta today?
I talked to Coach Z a little bit earlier today, and he said there were three keys on offense and defense. On the offensive end of the floor, they want to take care of the ball. They want to take good shots, and they want to share the ball. They want to run good offense. They don't want to get up, you know, up and down. They want to take advantage of easy opportunities, but in the half court, they want to run good sets.
Oneonta wins the opening tip. They will go right to left. That was a big-time get on the jump up there by Morrison. Here's Carr to the left side. Oneonta running through an early progression here. Top of the key for Morrison. They go right side in front of the Watkins Glen bench. Good pass from Carr down low to Morrison. He's fouled on the right low block. He'll have an early foul here against WG.
The three keys on defense for the Yellow Jackets were to run the Lakehawks off the three-point line. So what that means is they don't want to allow easy threes. They want to make them take tough contested twos. They want to stay connected on defense, not lose their guy.
As here's Morrison to the line. His first shot is good.
And they want to make sure they rebound the basketball as a team on the defensive end.
Second one coming for Morrison, averaging right in that 10 or 11 points a game range. He's a key contributor on this team. Misses the foul shot, but gets his own rebound, and the Jackets keep it alive. They go high post for Morrison. Pump fake, takes it down low, and he's fouled again on the right low block. Good early opening possession, and Morrison's kind of got that smirk like, hey, I'll take another chance at the line here.
Yeah, the Jackets did a real nice job those two possessions attacking the basket and drawing contact and getting the trip to the line.
So Morrison will settle back in here for OHS at the line, and it rattles in and out. Some early foul shooting woes here as both teams settle in this opening round sectional contest here in Section 4, Class B. And Morrison goes 1 out of 2. So Oneonta jumps out to a 2-0 lead over Watkins Glen. Here comes some full court pressure from the Jackets.
Little 1-2-2 three-quarter court trap.
And Watkins Glen gets across midcourt here. They break it nicely. High post into the corner, now working it back. Lakehawks have it. And they'll try to go to the high post. Tapped away. Holmes has it, then threw it out of bounds, going back to Oneonta.
All right, really good defense there by the Jackets. They were getting deflections. I think three different players had deflections on that possession.
Well, his team has a lot of length, too. It has to be tough to play against them. Here's Britton Z across the Jackets logo at midcourt to the right side. Goes high post for Morrison. They try to feed one for Carr, but they didn't pull the trigger on the pass. Back to Z. Now to Carr on the right side. Step back here for Brady. Just off the back of the rim from the right elbow, and a rebound for Watkins Glen. Coming out from the fray there was Quasi Wilt. Wilt in transition for Willett, and his shot from the right side, no good. Carr, a rebound. Outlet pass to Morrison. Jackets looking to run. Morrison in transition, stops and pops from the top of the key, and we're going to have a foul on the missed shot there. Maybe a little quick there, and I don't think Coach Z wanted to see him pull it in transition. Foul underneath on Oneonta, and that foul is going to be on Anthony Falco. So still a 2-0 lead here for OHS over Watkins Glen. We're a minute and a half in. Live from OHS. That trap working well at midcourt. Watkins Glen just gets through it here on the right wing side as they go left to right. Into the corner. A three here is too strong off the back of the rim for Willett. And a rebound for the Jackets. Brockington in transition, top of the key. Wants to take it through. Gets stripped in a double team. And back the other way come the Lakehawks. And they try to go coast to coast. They miss the layup, kick back out. Jumper here also won't go down. Another rebound kept alive for Watkins Glen by Castlin. Three ball left side, and that's too strong. Tracked down by Wilt. And the Lakehawks keep it alive. Three chances on this possession so far. 5:40 to go first quarter. Oneonta boys still leading 2-0. Lakehawks with the ball. They pass one down low. Left low block. Working it back into the corner here for Willett. Front of the Oneonta bench. Watkins Glenn being patient. Shot clock's at 10. Left corner three is short again for Willett. Rebound for Z of Oneonta. Z, a bounce pass ahead, finds Morrison. Nice dish, and he finishes.
Yeah, that was a great pass by Britton Z. I don't know how he saw that. I wondered who he was throwing it to, and then all of a sudden, Morrison had it under the basket for a layup.
4-0 lead for Oneonta over Watkins Glen as we come up on 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. A running jumper here for Watkins Glen is no good. That was Catlin. Got his own rebound. Works it back out. Straight away, three is an air ball. Rebound for Carr. Home run pass ahead for Morrison. He lays it up and in. Timeout's going to be taken here by Watkins Glen. OHS out to a fast start, leading 6-0 with 4:50 to go in the first quarter on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Just under 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Oneonta boys leading 6-0. And we commented during the break, Coach, what have you noticed so far about OHS?
I mean, Oneonta, their size is very substantial, but also their length. I mean, they all have long arms, and they're doing a really good job of getting in the passing lane, and this press is causing Watkins Glen a little bit of a problem.
Here come the Lakehawks going left to right in front of the Oneonta bench. They're just looking for a passing lane. Straightaway shot here is off the mark, and a rebound for OHS. Ball went out of bounds. It'll stay with the Jackets with 4.5 to go here in this first quarter.
Every possession Watkins Glen has had, it doesn't look like there's a passing lane when the person has the ball because Jackets are so active on defense.
Morrison finding Z on the right side. Oneonta going right to left. They're in their own offensive end. They find Carr. Three ball on the right wing. Off the mark. Brockington a rebound. It got tapped over by Falco. He puts it up. Shot won't go. Oneonta still trying to track the rebound down. Finally, Watkins Glen got it. We got a foul reach-in on Brockington. 4:10 to go in the first. OHS leading 6-0. They're getting the looks they want, though. Carr 0-for-2 so far from the floor, but great-looking shot, that's for sure. Watkins Glen will get it in the backcourt. Again, that three-quarter press almost daring you to dribble into it. This time Watkins Glen does, and we got a block here on Britton Z right in front of the Oneonta bench.
Yeah, Watkins Glen did a good job of pushing it over, but the problem is that once you get it over half court, they're going to trap you. So if you're going to go over half court, you really have to go over half court. You don't want to stop in that dead area.
Watkins Glen will get it in back near midcourt. They go left to right. They're in the navy with the maroon and the white trim. Three ball, left side for Watkins Glen. Again, off the back of the rim. Their shooting woes continue as Catlin couldn't get it to go. Rebound is loose, and we got a foul on Oneonta on the rebound as Simeol brought that down and then it was fouled as he tried to put it back up, so he'll go to the line. So Christopher Simeol will step to the charity stripe here with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. You know, what's funny about this, I would think a lot of opposing teams would struggle shooting at the other end where it's open and the fans are behind you, but Watkins Glen struggling at this end of the floor, Greg, where the wall is right there.
I was just thinking that. Like, you know, maybe it's the long bus ride. I spoke to their coach before the game about starters and pronunciation, and I said, how long was the trip? He said, about 3 hours.
That's a trip, yeah. 2-for-2 for Simeol at the line.
But it'll be interesting to see when they shoot at the basket that's just hanging out there in the middle of nowhere in the second half, if they've been able to adjust yet.
Oneonta 6, Watkins Glen 2. Opening round of the sectional tournament here in Class B for boys. Carr with a nice move on the left baseline. Puts it off the glass and in. Great strong move there by the sophomore Brady Carr. 3.5 to go first quarter. Back down the floor. Boy, Simeal getting hot here as he hits one off the glass and in. And maybe Watkins Glen is finding their groove. It's 8-4. 3:20 to go first quarter. Z up near midcourt. Comes off a screen. They'll find Carr. Straight away three for Brady is off the right side of the rim. Morrison gets it from Brockington. Back out Z. He fires a three. That's off the back of the rim. Carr rips it down, and Oneonta keeps it alive. Morrison pump fakes into the paint, steps through, and boy, did he roll his ankle there. We'll see. Coming up limping here a little bit with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. And yeah, Morrison, I think, might have rolled his ankle here with our score being 8-4 as he was taking it to the hoop. Morrison being helped out, helped off. So we're going to step away for 30 seconds with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, and Morrison is being helped by the coaching staff away from the bench and back towards the locker room. So Liam Johnson is going to come in, and he will shoot the first foul shot. Cold off the bench, misses it. Second one coming. This also hurts because Oneonta is missing one of their other key guys off the bench in Bruce Missler today, who's away, and so they're going to have to rely heavily next guy up mentality here. 2:55 to go first quarter. Johnson misses both at the line, and so our score remains Oneonta 8 and Watkins Glen 4 with 2:50 to go first quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Pull-up jumper for Watkins Glen in the paint. Won't go for Samuel Castlin. Rebound for Johnson.
Yeah, nice rebound there by Johnson.
Ahead now for Falco. Now to Z, top of the key. Z waiting for a screen, pulls it back out. So when you think about it, Morrison is out of the game. You're missing Imperato. You're missing Missler. So some key pieces gone today here for Oneonta. Britton Z says, I don't care. I'll hit a three from the left side, and he does. And Oneonta leads 11-4. 2:15 to go first quarter. And the Lakehawks back down, going left to right. Trying to find some holes. A three ball here for the Lakehawks. No good. Shot there was missed by Simile. Rebound underneath. Picked up by Johnson here as he's fighting for it. An outlet pass for Brockington. Brockington steps through off the glass. The kiss is good for Grayson.
Really nice strong move there by Brockington.
I really like his game a lot. With 1:45 to go in the first quarter, it's Oneonta 13, Watkins Glen 4. Lakehawks with the ball, back to the top of the key. They swing one right side. Thanks for joining us here as well on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. 1.5 to go first quarter. Pull-up jumper for Simeal here. Short. Rebound Brady Carr. Outlet pass to Z. Ahead now left side. Falco dials up a three. Oh, off the back of the rim. And underneath the ball loose. Picked up here by Watkins Glen. They're looking to run. Here comes WG. Down the floor with Castlin. Dishing one in close. Going up with the shots. Partially blocked there by Z. And the Jackets come away with it with 1 minute left. First quarter. Brockington right side will feed one to Z. And now they're going to pump the brakes and slow it down a little. Z right side finds Brockington. Looking for options. And to the high post. Here for Z. 15 on the shot clock. They find Johnson. He steps back. Wants a three. Left it short. Rebound Watkins Glen. And here come the Lakehawks across midcourt with 40 seconds to go, first quarter. Watkins Glen will swing it, far side, jumper from the left baseline, too strong, ball out of bounds, and we're going to have a foul underneath on Watkins Glen, I believe, here on Ryan Willett.
That'll be, unless they've already put up the team foul, that'll be the fifth. No, yeah. they're quick. Dave Bishop over there on the scoreboard is pretty experienced. He had it up there before they even reported who it was on. So
30 seconds to go, first quarter. That was the foul on Ryan Willett, his first, team's fourth. Jackets can play for the last shot here if they wish with 20 seconds to go, first quarter, on their home floor at OHS. Johnson straight away goes to Z, right side. Coming up on 10 seconds to go, first quarter. Z for three, left it short. No, Falco, a rebound. That won't go. Johnson says, give me that. He puts it up, but he's blocked. 5 seconds left. Here comes Watkins Glen in transition, and they're not going to get a shot off. It was tipped away, and that'll do it. End of the first quarter. It's Oneonta boys leading Watkins Glen 13-4 in the opening round of the Section 4 Class B Boys Basketball Tournament. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Getting in a car accident is bad enough. Dealing with the hassles and insurance details can be overwhelming. That's why folks in the Tri-County area rely on Sydney Auto Body after an accident. Hi, Mike Lang here. Did you know Sydney Auto Body has repaired vehicles for over 55 years? We'll provide expert workmanship and work closely with your insurance company to make it easier on you. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority. So if you have an accident or hit a deer, tell your insurance company that you choose Sydney Auto Body. I think you'll be happy you did. Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Start of the second quarter, Oneonta boys leading Watkins Glen 13-4. We're in sectionals, first round of the Section 4 Class B Boys Basketball Tournament. And a jumper here on the right baseline is up and good for Jude Santos, the freshman who's into the game now for Watkins Glen.
That was the best shot I think they've had all game so far. Nice form.
Here's Carr straight away for three for Oneonta. Missed it. Johnson with a rebound off the bench. He's working hard. Keeps it alive. Back out Brockington. He tries a three and buries it on the left side.
I really like the lift that Liam Johnson has given the Jackets off the bench. He's gotten a couple key offensive rebounds for him.
What a nice luxury to have to bring in a guy like that off the bench as Oneonta leads 16-6 with 7:10 to go in the second quarter. Watkins Glen with the ball to the right side. They want a three. It's too strong. And a rebound for Z on the far side for Oneonta. Britton will bring it up the floor in front of the scorer's table. Finds Brady, who wants to take it inside. The jumper is short. Gets his own rebound and finishes. And Brady Carr now has 4 points. And Oneonta puts on a little run. They lead 18-6 over Watkins Glen. Boy, and even with a couple of injuries and some players missing, Oneonta not missing a beat here. Watkins Glen in the paint, and we're going to have a foul, I believe, on Britton Z at the right elbow. And getting tripped up there was Samuel Castlin.
He's got it on Grayson Brockington.
Okay, so I think that's two on Grayson, yeah. So, all right, what's Oneonta going to do now? As we do have a sub coming in, Jared Hill, the senior, waiting over at the scorer's table. Who will he come in for? We do see Morrison sitting back over on the bench now. He's got his ankle wrapped up with some ice on it. As to the line is Castlin. His first shot is good. Brockington's going to get a breather here. All right, a lot of new faces here so far tonight for the Jackets. 18-7, Oneonta leading Watkins Glen. And the second shot at the line is up and good here for Castlin. He goes 2 for 2. And it's 18-8 with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Jackets with the ball going right to left. Here's Brady Carr directly in front of the Watkins Glen bench. Dishes one now for Britton Z. They find Johnson on the right side. Johnson comes off a screen into the paint, pushing his way through, and we got a jump ball. And the arrow will keep it with Oneonta. Boy, to have a guy like Johnson on the bench, I mean, as we were talking before, a lot of other local teams, he'd be a starter.
Yeah.
He'd never come off the floor. Jackets get it in, and they find Britton Z on the left low block, and he scores. Nice play.
Yeah, great execution on the out-of-bounds play there by the Jackets.
OHS leads 20-8 with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Watkins Glen has the ball to the right side. And taking it to the interior, shot here is short. Carr with a rebound. Layhawks couldn't convert. And ahead now for Falco. Beating one to the far side, they find Carr. Dials up a three, and it's off the back of the rim. Rebound Johnson. Pulls one back out. Z wants it straight away. Three ball for him is off the mark to the left. Carr with a rebound. Third chance. Carr can't get the shot to go, but he is fouled. And he'll head to the line. And the size on the inside is tough for Oneonta.
You know, this is my first chance getting to see the Jackets play this year, and my first chance really to see Carr play. He reminds me of a player that I coached a long time ago.
And who might that be?
He looks a lot like his mom out there. He's a little taller than his mom was, Tiffany Hurley Carr.
Yes.
But so far his game's a little similar, you know. Likes the mid-range game, goes in there and gets rebounds. So he's doing a nice job on the glass. He hasn't found his outside shot yet tonight, but all of the shots that he's taken have looked good.
30-second break with Oneonta leading 20-8 mid-second quarter on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back out of the timeout. Here's Brady Carr at the line, and the first shot, no good for Carr. Got to be interesting for him. I mean, his mom really is, I can say it, Oneonta royalty here. So he's got big shoes to fill. Of course, those state championship runs, great college career. His dad, an amazing athlete and a coach, big shoes to fill. But he's doing a great job as he goes 1-for-2 at the line there. As Oneonta now leads 21-8 with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. A three for Watkins Glen will not rattle in as Simeal's shot was short. Rebound for Johnson. And they're on the floor wrestling and scrambling for it. We got a jump ball which will keep it with the Layhawks. But boy, both teams scrapping for it there on the floor.
Yeah, that was great hustle by both teams, but especially by Liam Johnson from Oneonta. He just came out of nowhere and all of a sudden he had the ball.
Yeah, he would not be denied, and I don't think I'd want to roll around on the floor with him. He looks like a football linebacker that could knock you down for sure. And I think two Watkins Glen guys paid for that dearly.
Hey, they got a possession out of it. It was worth it.
They too. They did. They got the jump ball. They passed down low, now on the left baseline, on the left wing. Back out to Simeal. Takes it into the paint. Johnson with the block, but they say he got too much contact. As we got 5 minutes to go in the second quarter, Oneonta leads 21-8. Oneonta the 3 seed, Watkins Glen the 14 here in sectionals.
That was a good drive by Simeal. He went hard, and Johnson was there, but Simeal created the contact, took the body blow, if you want to call it that, and then was able to get the shot up, and he earned a trip to the line.
Simeal gets the first shot to go. He's got a team-high 5 points so far here for Watkins Glen. Second shot for Simeal is good. So they're getting some points, adding up from the line. And it's 21-10. Oneonta boys leading Watkins Glen. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter here from Oneonta High School. I'm Nate Lowe, joined by Greg Bonskowski on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Here is Brady Carr, takes it inside. Easy finish for Brady on the baseline.
Just a smooth drive and just put it up there on the backboard. Nicely done by Carr.
23-10 now. As Oneonta increases their lead. Now a block by Britton Z. Z's going to grab the ball and an outlet pass. Takes it down the floor and scores from the left low block. What a series there for Britton Z.
Yeah, great block and then an even better outlet pass.
So Carr and Z both with 7 and Morrison with 6 here for Oneonta to lead the way. Another 3 for Watkins Glen is short in the corner. The rebound goes to Liam Johnson. And the shooting is cold right now for Watkins Glen as we come up on 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Jackets get it back inside to Carr. Now into the right corner. Carr spins out of trouble, and we got a timeout taken by Oneonta. With 4:05 to go, second quarter, it's the Jackets leading Watkins Glen 25-10 here on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back out of the timeout. A shot from the foul line for Carr is off to the right. Rebound Watkins Glen. 3:40 to go here in this second quarter. Watkins Glen with the ball into the right corner now. Lake Hawks with a three, again too strong, and a rebound for Britton Z. Leaking out is Falco, and a breakaway layup, he missed it. Carr gets the rebound, cleans it up, and cashes it in.
Another great outlet pass there by the Jackets and Britton Z, and even better hustle by Carr to get the cleanup after the miss there.
Carr with 9 points now, and Oneonta leads Watkins Glen 27-10 as we come up on 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Watkins Glen with the ball. They'll feed one into the corner again here on the right side for Ryan Willett. To the high post, Lake Hawks circling it. The length of this Oneonta defense continuing to just give the Lake Hawks trouble. At the high post for Holmes. Back to the right side for three. A lot of outside shots that just aren't falling right now. They miss another one here, and Oneonta with a rebound. Carr down the floor, right side, pulled up from 12 feet. It's too strong. And Watkins Glen back down the floor to the left side. Little dribble drive here for Watkins Glen. Too strong again off the back of the rim. Carr with a rebound. Jump ball. We'll give it to the Jackets as Castlin wasn't able to convert.
Even though that shot wasn't blocked by Oneonta, it seems like almost every time the Lake Hawks go to the basket, it's like they're looking like, where's the defense? Where's somebody coming from to block my shot? Even on their perimeter shots. I mean, earlier we saw Britton Z with the great block and then the run out. It just looks like the Lake Hawks are cognizant of where the Yellow Jackets, where are they coming from?
2:20 to go in the second quarter. Here's Carr to the left side, feeding into the corner for Falco, a three, and that's good. Three ball for Anthony Falco from downtown, and the Jackets have their biggest lead at 30-10. Watkins Glen with the basketball, left side. Trying to get something going here late in the second quarter. They go baseline, left wing, back to the high post. They'll feed again, deep corner, left wing. Pull-up jumper is buckled off the side of the rim. Johnson with the rebound. Chasing it, dives head first. Got a hold of that basketball, and we got a jump ball. It'll keep it with Oneonta, and the hustle again by Liam Johnson.
Yeah, he's just doing a phenomenal job. He's giving 100% effort out there. He's leaving nothing to chance, and he's leaving it all on the line.
I was holding my breath for him as he dove head first into the pile for that ball, and now he's going to get a well-deserved breather here. And checking in will be Andrew Webb for Oneonta.
And the Jacket crowd also recognized his hustle there. He got a nice hand as he went to the bench.
Lake Hawks, a corner three again. They're trying to come back from the outside. That ball was too strong. Off the side of the rim there for Ryan Willett. And the Jackets have it again with a 30-10 lead with a 1:35 to go in the second quarter. They'll throw this possession away, though. Z tried to feed one in the corner, and nobody was home. And so Watkins Glen will walk it back down the floor late in the half here, trying to get something going. It's been a tough second quarter here for the Lake Hawks. They'll feed one to the left side. Little dribble drive here. The kiss off the glass is good. That'll work for Samuel Castlin. Z will walk it back down the floor for Oneonta with 1:15 to go in the second quarter. Z with a little spin move to the right side now, and we got a reach-in foul here on Watkins Glen. With, again, 1:10 to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, that was an easy one for the official as Britton tried to go off that high ball screen. The defender put two hands on him, and that's an automatic foul.
Jackets will have the ball right next to the Watkins Glen bench near the scorer's table, and they'll work it in. They find Carr. Thought about shooting, instead takes it inside. Carr off the glass. Might have gotten deflected a little bit there, but the shot was missed. And here comes Watkins Glen. Castlin again, the floater in the paint, is off the front of the rim. And then we got a foul on Watkins Glen as Webb brought down the rebound for OHS. 57 seconds to go in the second quarter. Stay tuned. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a little bit. So the Jackets will have the ball, and Z once again will walk it down the floor. The young core of this Oneana team looking impressive here tonight, getting some great sectional experience. They try to go inside for Carr. He was on the right low block, posted up, and it was knocked away. Here come the Lakehawks across midcourt. Top of the key, feeding back out again to the left side. They've really been working that left wing on the three-point line the last couple of possessions. Pull-up jumper from the left side is blocked. Ball loose in the paint, still kept alive by Watkins Glen with 25 seconds left, second quarter. Castlin pulls one up here, rolls around the rim, won't go. Rebound here for Watkins Glen. That's Santos. His little baby hook is off the mark. Watkins Glen, a third opportunity, blocked again by Carr. 10 seconds left. Here comes Oneonta. And across midcourt they come. It was tipped away, though, and Watkins Glen's going to have a two-on-one. Santos takes it in, scores, and he's fouled. A broken play turns into 2 points there for Watkins Glen. And Santos is going to the line.
Back and forth, a little chaos there. Watkins Glen finally got possession of that loose ball and was able to finish here. Make this free throw here. You can go down into the half down 15.
So Santos, the freshman off the bench, has provided a little bit of a spark here for Watkins Glen. His shot at the line is off the mark. Rebound OHS, and they're not going to have enough time to get that shot off, and that'll do it. First half is in the books, and the Oneonta boys lead 30-14 over Watkins Glen. We'll be back with the Morabito Energy Products halftime report in just a few minutes on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a
26.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. Time for the Morabito Energy Products halftime report. Morabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 90 years. You can call Morabito today at 607-563-HEAT. That's 607-563-HEAT. Our halftime score here in the Section 4 Class B boys basketball opening round of the tournament, Oneonta leading Watkins Glen 30-14. And Coach, we've been so impressed here by Oneonta. It just feels like they're in real control of this game.
Yeah, they're doing a really nice job executing on offense, getting the ball to the right person in the right spot. For the most part, I think they've taken really good shots. I saw a couple of reactions from Coach Z over there on the side when they took maybe a quick three early in the shot clock. I think he would have liked them to have been a little more patient, but their defense has been very impressive. I would say they probably have combined as a team probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 6-7 block shots, and they've impacted several other shots by the Lakehawks. So just very impressive. Also, we've talked about their youth. I mean, most of the kids they've had out on the floor, with the exception of a couple, are like sophomores. So the future looks bright here in Oneonta.
The future looks bright not only with this group, but I've been hearing a lot. You know, you hear a lot of Oneonta Boys and Girls Club chatter that they have a very good team of 5th and 6th graders right now that the community is very excited about. So I think if you're an Oneonta Boys basketball fan, it'll be an exciting next couple of years. Of course, on the girls' side, we know Matt Miller is stepping back, retiring, I guess, quote-unquote. As George Fody will be taking over in the future. Matt has always said when his boys get to be, modified age, that he would go watch his sons, and that's what he wants to do.
I know how that is.
Yeah. So, Matt's done a tremendous job here with the girls program, and I think it probably stings a little bit for him to walk away, but he knows he's leaving the program in good hands. And who knows, maybe down the road he'll be back coaching in some capacity. But I think it's got to be cool for him to go watch his boys the next couple of years as they get into modified and JV and varsity type of sports. So
yeah.
We do have some other scores that we can pass along. We have our stringer out there, Rich Turnbull, feeding us some scores. In the class B bracket, Sydney boys. I want to pull up my class B bracket here before I talk too much. Let me pull that over here. All right, so we have 32-21 is the Sydney boys are trailing at Shenango Forks there at the break. And we do have a Dryden and Whitney Point update to pass along as well. Dryden and Whitney Point are tied 31-31 at the half. Tioga leads Sus Valley 26-25 at the half. And Shenango Valley leads Green 47-27 at the half. So 37-21 at the half in that Sydney and Forks game. So just wanted to pass along some of those updates for you. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter, or you can get all these scores later at natelull.com. Also, the Section 4 Twitter has been doing a very nice job as well as putting out all these scores nightly for the girls and the boys. So you can look for any of those places if you're looking for any of the scores here tonight. I do believe we had one other score. Yeah, in Class A, Owego ahead of the Norwich boys, 32-25 at the break. So those are some other scores to pass along. A busy night, but it's kind of weird this time of year, Coach, is every night you lose a few more teams.
Yeah, I mean, one thing that I always stressed to my kids when we got into sectional play is, you know, at that time, there was only going to be five schools that ended the year with a win. Now, with the six classifications, there will be six boys' schools in New York State and six girls' schools in New York State that end their season with a win. Everybody else is going to end their season with a loss. You get to this point in the year, and it's win or go home. So you want to somehow try to survive in advance and move on to the next round, however that is.
All right, we'll take a break here on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Oneonta boys leading 30-14. Just one update, Micaiah Morrison is still over there wrapped up. He's got that ankle that he twisted in the first quarter. Got the ice on it. Looks like he will probably be done for the night. Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll be back here from OHS in just a bit on WCDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville. Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, as always, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Coach, going back to our original points and keys to the game, how do you think OHS has lived up to that in the first half?
Well, I think they've taken good care of the ball. There's only a few turnovers that I can remember, so there's not a lot of turnovers. They're taking good shots. They're definitely sharing the ball. I've been impressed with their ability on the offensive end of the floor to move the ball and make the extra pass. They're running good offense. I don't recall Watkins Glen making too many threes, so they're making them take tough twos, and they're staying connected on defense. and they have done a good job of rebounding the ball. So I would say all the keys are checkboxes at the half.
Jackets will have the ball to start the second half again in the white uniforms with the blue and gold trim, now going left to right. They find Falco in the corner for three. It rattles in and out, and Watkins Glen in the navy blue with the maroon and the white trim get the rebound. They go right to left to start the second half. We'll see how they shoot going towards the more open end of this gym. To the high post, and the pass is knocked away. Liam Johnson is back in the game. He gets the steal for OHS. Ahead now for Carr. Left side, spin move. Carr, fade away, got it. That's a tough move to defend right there from Brady Carr.
Yeah, that was a nice dribble move, and then when he gets up in the air, got some good size and good jumping ability, that's tough to defend.
Oneana now leads 32-14. A straightaway shot missed. Carr gathers up the rebound. Carr down the left side looking like he wants to take over. Dishes it off for Brockington. Straightaway for Grayson. His shot no. Johnson a rebound. Rips it down. Pulls one back out, and they go to Z straightaway. Britton with the little step through. Back to Johnson. From the foul line, his jumper off the right side of the rim. Rebound for the Lakehawks. And so Oneana back to their starting four. Morrison's on the bench, though. Johnson is in here now for OHS. Back to the top of the key. Lakehawks going right to left. Corner three here is too strong. It's an air ball. And scooped up on the rebound there by Falco of Oneonta. Left side for Carr. Little jab. Takes it down low. Nice pump fake. Up and under for Brady, and he scores again.
Yeah, very smooth move. It looked like he was going to get trapped behind the basket there, but high basketball IQ with the head fake. Got his defender in the air and then was able to wait for him to come down and finish.
He's so different to watch than other local players because he's got to be, what, 6'4", 6'5", but he has guard skills. It's like a Dirk Nowitzki out there kind of a comparison. I don't know. It's not like you're watching a 5'8 guard that can zip up and down the floor. It's just a different game. Watkins Glen with the ball to the left side. Skipping one back up top. They go to the high post. And they find Kaplan in the corner. It's blocked by Z. Z comes away with the ball. Shovels one ahead. A great pass for Brockington, and he scores. What a dish there as well by Z.
Yeah, we're in a little bit of a danger zone here for Watkins Glen. I don't think they have a basket yet in this half with about 3 minutes to go, and they're shooting at that far end there. A couple shots they've taken from the perimeter haven't looked exceptional. So it's important for them to have a good possession here coming up after this free throw from Oneana.
And Brockington was fouled as he made that shot, so he heads to the line. It's short, gets his own rebound, though. Feeds it down low to guess who? Carr, who finishes, is up to 15 points. And Oneana now leads 38-14 as we come up on about 5 minutes to go here in this third quarter. 3 minutes gone in the third. Watkins Glen with the basketball. They go high post. Good ball movement here. Corner three is good. And Simeon knocks it down. He's got 9 points. Makes it 38-17. Carr going right back to work. The floater for Brady. A little too much mustard on that. Couldn't get his own rebound. Out of bounds. Going back to Watkins Glen. And Oneana leading 38-17 in a very competitive Class B bracket, which is going to be tough down the stretch with the final coming up at the arena in 2 weeks. And whoever gets there, that could be a heck of a game. There's a lot of very good teams in this Class B bracket, Oneonta being the 3 seed. Watkins Glen with the ball, steal now by Z. Right underneath the basket, Z trying to take it coast to coast and can't quite finish on the left-handed layup. Watkins Glen a rebound. They're looking to run. Simeon takes it down low. Fadeaway jumper for him over Johnson. Rattles in and out. Simeon gets his own rebound and can't finish again. Watkins Glen keeps it alive. This time they do get it to go. Alexander Holmes gets his first bucket and he's fouled.
I thought that was a good no-call on that drive by Britton there. He tried to get as deep as he could before. He was 3-on-2. He tried to get as deep as he could before the defender committed. The defender never really committed either way. And then there was a little contact, but he had, you know, the law of verticality. He was kind of straight up, so no call there.
Holmes gets that shot to go.
That's big 3 points for Watkins Glen.
Yeah, they really needed that. They still trail 38-20 with about 4:15 to go in the third quarter. Now a steal by Watkins Glen. And Simeon will lay it up and in. Nice little run by the Lakehawks. Simeon gets it to go,
And you got a violation here, too, on Oneana.
Wow, so they give it right back to Watkins Glen. Oneana still with a nice lead, 38-22, but these last couple of possessions have belonged to Watkins Glen. Simeal takes it down low. His shot this time won't go. Hit the rim twice. Johnson a rebound. Ahead now for Z, and he's fouled as he brings it up the floor. Simeal got into him hip to hip with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. 38-22 our score. Z will have it near midcourt. Jackets still in control here on their home floor. Boy, they looked very good for the beginning part of the third quarter, and they've hit a little bit of a cold stretch here. Let's see if they can bounce out of it. Brockington finds Z. A straightaway three for Britton is off the mark. Rebound, Johnson comes out of there with it. On the right low block, kicks one back out, Falco. Far side, Z. Pump fakes, and Z takes it inside and scores. Slicing and dicing through the D there, makes it 40-22 now. Z is up to 9 points.
Got to give credit, though, to Johnson and give him a second chance there.
Watkins Glen with the ball to the top of the key as they go right to left. They're in the navy with the maroon and white trim. Right corner, a long three is up and good. Therefore, Quasey Wilkes, his first points of the game for Watkins Glen.
Watkins Glen has tried to change the momentum of the game, too, here with a little full court pressure.
Brockington across midcourt. We got a foul on Quasey Wilkes at midcourt. With 3:10 to go here in the third, Brockington put on a nice move, and Wilt just couldn't respond in time. This Oneana team, big, strong, athletic. They got a bench. We'll hope that Morrison is okay for the rest of this sectional stretch. You don't get a lot of time in between games
and
this
also,
time of year.
Like we said earlier, they got two kids that are out tonight. That one's a starter and one's a normal sub. So,
yeah, Bruce Missler, kind of their sixth man at 6'4", and Maddox Imperato is normally their starting point guard at 5'7", a sophomore. So those two guys will be back later in the week. Turnover by Oneana is going to give it back to Watkins Glen with 3 minutes to go in the third, and the Jackets on top by 15, 40-25. 3-hour bus trip here for the Lakehawks, and they're trying to bounce out of it. Three ball, right side for Watkins Glen. No, they get their own rebound, kick it back out. Second chance, also off the mark. Rebound by Watkins Glen again, and they'll take it inside, and Holmes was fouled on the right low block, and the Lakehawks are controlling the glass right now.
And that three-point play for the Lakehawks kind of shifted the momentum a little bit, and Oneana has yet to take that back. I mean, they're still winning by 15 points, but, you know, Watkins Glen seems to have the momentum.
A corner three here is blocked by Brady Carr, and here comes Oneonta. Ahead down the left side of the floor. They'll take it in and up off the glass, and good for Aiden Hendricks, who has just checked in off the bench, and he gets the easy layup.
Great block in the corner by Carr, but even better to stay inbounds and then get it to a teammate.
Yeah, they were off and running after that. Simeal, left side, Watkins Glen. Pull-up jumper from 10 feet, too strong. Carr with a rebound. Outlet pass for Britton Z. Z ahead for Brockington. Pump fake, puts it up and in. Boy, they are good in transition. And a timeout's going to be taken by Watkins Glen. Brockington's up to 9. We'll step away. Oneana 44, Watkins Glen 25. 2 minutes to go, third quarter on WCDO.
Cold winter weather. Tough vehicle starts. Difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
2:10 to go here in this third quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski, live from Oneana High School. Glad we could bring you this game. We've been meaning to catch up with Oneonta on a couple different occasions this year, and just various factors got in the way, so we said we've got to be here for the sectional game, and here we are. And who knows, maybe we'll get some extra Oneana games in this sectional run if they can pull this off here tonight. A three in the corner for Watkins Glen is short, and then we're going to have a foul on the rebound. Simeal had that shot from the left corner, but it wouldn't go.
And the Lakehawks are going to have it on the baseline out of bounds.
foul was on Hendricks, who just checked into the game for Oneonta. With OHS leading 44-25 with just under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, live here from Oneonta High School. Watkins Glen will pull it out. They got a fresh shot clock to work with, and they're going to take their time. Lakehawks with the ball in front of their own bench as they go right to left. A drive into the paint, pull-up jumper here is good for Simeal, and he's up to 13 points now. Makes it 44-27. Watkins Glen still within striking distance, but they got their work cut out for him here. Brockington, a three, yes, as he tries to get the gap a little bit higher, and he does. He's into double figures with 12.
Really nice dribble handoff there by Britton Z for the Jackets.
47-27. Now here for Oneonta. They pump that lead up with a minute 10 to go in the third. Yellow Jackets in control. Watkins Glen trying to get it to the high post, but nothing doing against this length of the Oneonta defense. Here's Carr trying to block that shot, and it was nowhere to go as Holmes was able to finally gather it up and bank it in. 47-29 as here comes Z across midcourt. Z pump fakes, kicks it out. Carr, left corner, three. Got it for Brady, and he's up to 18.
That's back-to-back assist, two for Britton Z, and doing a nice job being the floor general tonight.
50-29 now our score with 35 seconds to go in this third frame. And a steal bout now by Brockington. A pass ahead. And Falco lays it up and in.
That was a great second pass on the outlet. I'm off the steal.
Makes it 52-29 with 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Watkins Glen trying a backdoor pass. They put it up off the glass, and that's good for Ryan Willett. And 8 seconds left. Can Oneonta get a shot off to end the third quarter? Ahead now for Z. Left side. Z steps through the floater. Oh, just rolls off the front of the rim, and that'll do it. End of the third quarter. And it's Oneonta 52 and Watkins Glen 31. We'll be back with the fourth quarter here on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
The Oneonta boys make it 52-31 over Watkins Glen as we hit the fourth quarter at OHS here on WCDO. Brady Carr now has 18 points for the Jackets. Grayson Brockington with 12 and Britton Z with 9. Those are the top scorers here for OHS. Coach, your continued thoughts as you get your first look at the Jackets here this season.
I'm just impressed. They're very balanced. Every person out on the court seems to have the ability to score. They share the ball well. They do a nice job of running offense and executing, taking good shots. I've been very impressed.
Watkins Glen will have the ball to start the fourth quarter. The 14 seed here on the road, a long road trip here today. Hasn't quite gone their way. They got 8 minutes to try to fix it. Corner three is too strong there for Samuel Castlin, and a rebound for Oneonta. Heading out for Brady Carr. Carr, little stutter step, gets into the paint, pull-up jumper is good for Brady, and he hits 20. Makes it 54-31. Now for Oneonta. Right side of the floor for Watkins Glen, trying to work their way down low. For Alexander Holmes on the right low block, he lost it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Lakehawks. As we've seen some frustration set in a little bit here for this Watkins Glen team at the end of the third quarter and to start the fourth. So tough in sectionals to make these long road trips. You got the bus legs. You're trying to make it work in a tough environment. Hasn't worked so far today for Watkins Glen. Another block here by Brady Carr. Lakehawks will keep it alive. They pull it back out. Now a jumper in the paint will finally fall here for Samuel Castlin. makes it 54-33. Ball tapped out of bounds as Oneana tries to bring it down the floor. It'll stay with the Jackets.
And Watkins Glen still sticking with that full court press, trying to change the momentum and the pace of the game here in their favor.
Brockington gets the ball in, steps through, and is fouled at the left low block with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Boy, and Watkins Glen still continuing to get a little chippy heel here. Alexander Holmes talking with Brockington here at the line, and the officials kind of having a word with both sides here, the Jackets and the Lakehawks, as Holmes has taken some exceptions to a few things that have gone on out there, I would say. Tough, though. You're a senior, and your senior career dwindled down here.
But nice job by the officials to kind of address everyone so everybody's on the same page, try to get control of the game. We have a veteran official crew here tonight, so good job there.
Brockington misses the first, but the second one coming. And the second one will fall. So 13 now for Brockington. Oneana boys lead 55-33 here over Watkins Glen. Jackets with the ball on defense. Brockington with a steal. And right in front of our radio table here at midcourt, knocked out of bounds. They always give us a great spot here at midcourt, where back in the day, the great John Hayen would be here, along with all the other old school guys that would do Oneana games. I always consider it a nice honor to sit right here at half court at OHS, as those guys called a lot of the great games back in the Josh Brown and Kwame Patterson days and all the way through. A lot of history for the Jackets on the radio, so we're glad to bring this to you. 6.5 to go here, fourth quarter. Jackets have the ball. They go to Britton Z. Pass down low for Carr, and then a foul on the left low block.
I really like that set that Oneana has run a couple times. It's kind of a three-man, almost like a triangle game over there. And most of the time it involves Britton Z, Brady Carr, and whoever the third player is on that side of the floor. They're looking to not only get some outside perimeter shots off of that set, but then also eventually it puts Brady Carr back in the post where he can post up and use his height advantage.
On the baseline, Oneana will get it in. Here's Carr. Pull-up jumper for Brady is good. A lot of contact over there. Brady was able to find some space and finishes, and he's got 22. I think these two teams are getting after it a little bit here with 6 minutes to go in the fourth. Jackets leading 57-33, now a steal.
Great athletic play there by Brockington.
Carr, pull up for three. That won't go. Brockington came flying in to try to get a rebound, but couldn't quite scoop it up. Simeal will take it inside, and Carr is able to grab a rebound off the missed shot. Ahead now for Hendricks. He's going to take it in and score. Aiden Hendricks lays it up, and it's 59-33 with 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter.
Great outlet pass there by Carr.
They seem to be at their best when they can get out and run, and the passing has been superb. Watkins Glen with the ball. Left side corner, three. Yes, this one does go down for the Lakehawks, and Ryan Willett makes it 59-36. Z in transition. His pull-up jumper skims the front of the rim, and another rebound for Watkins Glen. Here comes WG. And this is a foul as Willett takes it to the rim. And I believe Brockington's going to get the whistle here for the infraction. Credit to this Watkins Glen team. They haven't given up here.
No, they're playing hard.
And so Ryan Willett, the senior, will step to the line for Watkins Glen, the 14 seed here today, taking on the 3 seed Oneonta. And the first shot is good at the line for Ryan Willett. No matter how this ends up, stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll wrap it up and give out our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players here for tonight's game. As Willett gets the second shot to go, he now has 7 points for Watkins Glen. I didn't see what happened there. Somebody upset on the far side by the Watkins Glen bench.
I think there was a foul after the ball was released on the free throw line in the box out.
I believe that foul was on Alexander Holmes. And so that's his fourth, maybe. Must have been his fourth. So they take him
out. Yep.
All right, so they take him out for now with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Z to the left side. Z gets a screen for Oneonta. Now gets it back to Brady Carr. Steps his way through. Muscles it up off the glass, and it won't go.
Awful lot of contact there on that drive.
Yeah, a lot of contact. 4:50 to go. Coach, I'm always curious. We might not be at that point yet, but 4:50 to go, fourth quarter. You have a 59-38 lead. You're in sectionals. As here's a pull-up jumper for Watkins, gun, it's blocked. I'll get back to that point in a minute. As here's Hendricks, wants to take it in, and we got a charge taken by Watkins Glenn. When you get deep in a game like this and you have a lead, do you start to think, hey, do I have to get some guys out of there to protect him? I know that's a tough question.
There's so many variables that, like, you don't know. Like, what are the players like that you would be subbing in? Can they handle the ball? You know, how have you played all year? There's just so many variables. And, like, what's the makeup of the team that you're playing? Are they capable of, going on a quick 10-12-0 run? So you get to this point, you kind of play the way you've played all year and go with that.
Carr with another mean block there in the corner. This one went out of bounds, so it will stay with the Lakehawks. 4:25 to go in the fourth quarter, and we'll see what Coach Brad Z's philosophy is on that if Oneonta continues to have about this 20-ish point lead. They currently lead 59-38. Now a steal by Britton Z. And Z will walk it up the floor. Winner of this game will play the winner of Shenango Valley and Green. That's the 6-11 game. Shenango Valley was up by 20 at the half in that game. Timeout is taken with 4:08 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Oneonta 59, Watkins Glen 38 on WCDO.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedules. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. Just over 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lowe, joined by Greg Bonskowski, with the Oneonta boys leading here in sectionals over Watkins Glen, 59-38. Opening round game, Oneonta the 3 seed trying to advance in a very tough Class B bracket. I mean, they can definitely play with anybody in this bracket, but Lansing the 2 seed, Waverly the 1 seed, certainly going to be tough down the stretch. Pull-up jumper here for Carr out of the timeout is good, and he is up to 24 points.
I definitely would bet that was a set play out of the timeout to get Carr in the post.
Now another three for Watkins Glen right in front of the student section. Buries it in the corner. That's Ryan Willett. He's up to 10 points. Makes it 61-41 with 3:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Jackets with the ball in the backcourt. Here is Britton Z. Little killer crossover. Tries to take it inside. He's blocked. Ball taken up here by Watkins Glen. Layup won't go. They'll keep it alive. And the Lakehawks fighting hard down to the final whistle here as they'll have it inside the paint. Turnaround shot here for Simeon as a team I 13 rolls off the back of the rim and ahead now for Oneonta. Brady Carr, right side. He wants a three. It's too strong. And taken back down the floor here by Watkins Glen to the interior, and the shot is up and good here for Simeon, and he's got 15 and he's fouled.
To go back to your question there a little earlier, I have noticed that in this, throughout the course of this game, when Oneonta has had a good lead, Coach Z has done a good job of alternating, you know, a few different players into the game with three other starters or four other starters. So sometimes that's a way that coaches get, you know, their other players into the mix, where you put them out there with, you know, three of your normal starters or four of your normal starters, and it gives them an opportunity to play and play with confidence and not have to do everything out there on the court.
Simeon now with 16 as he hits that foul shot. I like that. Mix it all together and leaves you a little bit of comfort out there as a coach, but also protects some of the players that you need to get out when that time comes.
I mean, right there on that free throw opportunity, he subbed in number 10, senior Ben Casola. So he's going to get about 3 minutes of action here, I would imagine, throughout the rest of the game. But there's still three starters out there, so he doesn't have to do everything, not bring the ball off the court. And
little pull-up jumper here is blocked. Brady Carr's got to have 5 or 6 blocks tonight. And now a pass ahead for Hendricks. Pump fakes, puts it up, and it's fouled. Shot is off the mark, but he'll head to the line. And he's got 4 points off the bench, and he's looking for some more.
And how many points is Carr up to on the night?
Carr has 24 points.
And I would say that it was a very quiet 24.
All season, I mean, he's averaging 21.5. It was just that there hasn't been, I don't want to say flashy's the wrong word, but just every night he's very, very consistent. He's had a couple of nights where he really went off. But he just makes it look so easy. I don't know. It doesn't seem like he's putting up that many points.
One of Coach Z's key points was to share the ball on offense. And I've seen a lot of extra passes and unselfish play by the Yellow Jackets tonight. So I think that key point has been, that box has been checked.
So Hendricks hits that shot. Now he's going to go to the bench with 2:25 to go in this fourth quarter. And Oneana leading 62-44. Now a steal by Brockington. Couldn't quite hold on to it. Watkins Glenn keeps it alive. A long two is an air ball. Rebound for Z. Ahead for Brockington. Takes it in, and he's fouled with 2:12 left. And Brockington went up. That looked like it was going to be quite a collision, but he's okay. Brockington will head to the line.
Watkins Glenn didn't like that call. It looked clean up top, but he definitely got him with the body on the way to the basket.
All about the angles. I thought we had a good angle and a look here. I think you're right, Coach. So Brockington is going to go to the line. And he's having himself a nice night. He's got 13. Can't make the first shot.
But he's another one of their sophomores, correct?
Correct.
So, I mean, you got a pretty solid sophomore class here for the Jackets.
Yeah, and you think of Imperato, who's not even here tonight. Grayson can't make the second shot. He's 0 for 2, gets his own rebound. But, yeah, when you think about adding Carr and Z into that mix, the next 2.5 years or 2.1 years or whatever you want to say are very bright coming up here for the Jackets. 2 minutes to go. Into the corner, a three for Oneata. Too strong off the back of the rim for Ben Casola.
But that looks good. Nice unselfish play by Britton Z, too.
Three for Watkins Glenn. Won't go down. Rebound up and under. Well done there by Alexander Holmes, who came back into the game. Makes it 62-46. Jackets across midcourt. Carr to the right side. Leaving one back here for Z. 90 seconds left here in this fourth quarter. We'll have our postgame show coming up. Britton steps back and buries the three. And he's into double figures with 12. Timeout's going to be taken here by the Jackets. So we'll step away for 30 seconds with Oneana on top, 65-46 on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 1:19 left here from the Hive at OHS. The Oneana boys leading 65-46 in the opening round of the Section 4 Class B Boys Basketball Tournament. My phone's about to be blowing up with all the final scores. We'll get those out as fast as we can on Twitter and on natelaw.com. I always go, you got to get them up on Twitter first, get those scores out there, then we'll get the details and put them all up on natelaw.com later, update the standings, update the top scorers list. Always a busy night this time of the year. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our producer back in Sydney at the WCDO studios on Main Street. A lot of games going on all the way from Class A to Class D on the boys' side tonight. The girls will be back in action on Friday and then the boys on Saturday. And now we got a foul on Watkins Glen with 1:09 left as Casola got tied up. That's going to be the fifth foul on Alexander Holmes. And the senior will foul out here in his last game for Watkins Glen.
That will also send Oneana's Ben Casola to the line to shoot two.
So Casola will stroll down the floor here. Carr out of the game. Brockington also on the bench. Carr to the bench. So all the starters are out now for Oneonta. And Casola will step to the line. And his first shot rattles in and out. Second one coming here for Oneonta as it looks like they will possibly have a second round matchup with Shenango Valley.
I just got an update that Shenango Valley is big, up big against Green.
Yeah, last update we had, they were up 20 at half against Green. And so looks like that'll be the matchup.
So they would host, Oneonta would host Shenango Valley again.
Correct, yes.
And they've played them once already this year and were able to come out with a win in that game. So
that game would be Saturday here at OHS at 6 o'clock. Time could change. They are allowed, if both schools agree, to change the time, so you might want to check back on that, but it would be Saturday here at 6 o'clock. Greg and I will be up the road in Davenport as the Charlotte Valley boys host Morris at 5 o'clock on Saturday in what I think should be a fantastic game in the Class D bracket. And so that shot was up and good there for Chase Jervis scoring, who had gone to the line for OHS. Pull-up jumper here for Watkins Glen. No good. We're under a minute to go. Back down the floor for OHS. Jackets working it around. Here's Jervis in the paint. He gets pushed and is fouled with 45 seconds left. And Jervis will step in. Oneonta, the three seed here, trying to keep their season alive as Jervis hits the first shot. My phone really starting to go now. Yes, Shenango Valley 80, Green 54. And so the Jackets, as Jervis hits the second shot, will host Shenango Valley here on Saturday. As the Jackets push forward. Moving around to the right side, here's Watkins Glen with 35 seconds left. Both teams getting their reserves in here for the final moments of this ball game. You know, at the beginning of the game, the crowd didn't seem to be that big here tonight, but it certainly has filled up as Jervis gets another one to go here.
Great athletic reverse layup there.
Yeah, off the bench, Jervis looking strong. With 15 seconds left, Oneonta boys lead 70-46. WG with a three from the outside, they miss it. Rebound for Oneonta with 7 seconds left. Right side, they go to Jervis, pump fake. Baseline drive, kicks one back out, and that'll do it. 70-46, the Oneonta boys are moving on in the Section 4 Class B Boys Basketball Tournament as they defeat Watkins Glen here tonight. We'll be back with the postgame show in just a little bit on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member.
Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back one last time to Oneonta High School for tonight. The matchup is confirmed. Oneonta boys will be taking on Shenango Valley here on Saturday, tentatively at 6 p.m., as they could change that time, so make sure you check back. Also, if you're looking for the brackets and the time updates, you can always check out the Section 4 website as well. You click on sports, and then you click on boys basketball or girls basketball. The brackets are right there. It's easy to find, all on the Section 4 website, so make sure that you take a look at that. Oneonta boys defeating Watkins Glen in the 3-14 game, 70-46. Let's do our scoring summary here for Oneonta. 24 for Brady Carr, that's a game high. 13 for Grayson Brockington, 12 for Britton Z. Six for Micaiah Morrison before he hurt his ankle. 5 for Aiden Hendricks, 5 for Anthony Falco, and 5 for Chase Jervis off the bench. On the other side for Watkins Glen, a team high 16 for Chris Simiel. He did a very nice job tonight here for the Lakehawks. 10 for Ryan Willett, 7 for Alex Holmes, 6 for Samuel Castlin, 4 for Jude Santos, and 3 for Quasey Wilt. Time for our three awards. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. We're going to go with Brady Carr tonight, a game-high 24, smooth as they come, a lot of fun watching him tonight.
Yeah, it was a difficult matchup tonight for the Lakehawks with his size and his athleticism and his ability to put the ball on the floor. And he can score from all levels on the offensive end of the floor. He could go in the post. He can put it on the floor and score from the mid-range. He also can score from outside the three-point line. So he's only going to get better, only a sophomore. Like we said, his 24 points was very quiet. So I wouldn't want to have to try to figure out a way to stop him or guard him. So I think he's probably going to get his 20 almost every night. So
next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school basketball teams on WCDO. We'd like to go with Grayson Brockington here. 13 points for Grayson. Just so athletic at the top of that defensive zone there. Got a lot of tips and led to a lot of breakouts that were certainly very beneficial for the Jackets.
Yeah, I thought early in the game his presence at the top of their half-court zone offense or defense, and also his presence in the front of their press. I mean, he's just long and athletic and lanky. He had several key steals that, as you said, created breakout layups for the Jackets, and his 13 points also helped. I know it's a defensive award, but he certainly is a presence out there, and you kind of always knew where he was, and he makes it very difficult for the opposing team to get into their offense with his length.
Lastly tonight, and we'll have a little special extra shout-out for this one as well, but the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. We'd like to go with Britton Z, 12 points, some amazing passes, a great facilitator of the basketball. He did an excellent job, so Coach, we'll have you talk about him, but we wanted to give a special shout-out off the bench to Liam Johnson. If there was a hustle award or a sixth man award or anything like that, he would certainly deserve it here tonight.
Yeah, Liam certainly came in when he was called upon when Morrison sprained his ankle there. So just wanted to give a special shout-out to him. We were impressed with his game. But Britton Z, I know we didn't have our official stats here tonight, but he would be the definition of a stat sheet stuffer.
Yes.
I mean, he scored. He was in double figures. He had some phenomenal passes in transition, but he also did a really nice job setting up his teammates. There was a sequence in the second half where I think he had an assist on three straight possessions. And as you said, you know, I don't think he's normally their point guard. So he was kind of pushed into that role tonight. He had a couple blocks. He had that one key block early in the game where he blocked the Lakehawk three-pointer, and then Morrison hit him ahead for a nice layup. So he certainly kind of got his team going where he needed to get him tonight and did a really nice job.
Yeah, there were some tough picks tonight as several Jackets played very well. And again, if you normally listen, we give two to the winning team and one to the losing team. But being that Watkins Glen is out of our coverage area, we wanted to give all three awards tonight to the Jackets here of Oneonta. Watkins Glen, a great effort, a long drive here. That's always tough. Kudos to them on an excellent season. So a big thank you to everybody back at the WCDO studios, Craig Stevens, and, of course, our producer, Jim Tomeo. Any final thoughts, Coach?
No, I think Oneonta is going to be tough, especially if Morrison's ankle's able to go, allow him to play the next round. And I think they're a difficult matchup because they got a lot of kids that can score. They're athletic. They're well coached. I think they're going to be a difficult out in sectionals.
Yeah, I agree. We've already seen that they can take the top stack teams to the wire. We'll see what happens down the stretch in Class B. Coach, we'll see you Friday. We will have the Unitego girls hosting Union Springs. That's a 4-5 game in the Class C bracket, so looking forward to that. And then on Saturday, we'll have Morris and Charlotte Valley boys, also a 4-5 game in the D bracket out in Davenport. So, Coach, we'll see you then.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. Oneonta boys defeating Watkins Glen 70-46. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. We will talk to you again soon. We'll see you on Friday night on WCDO Sports.
Music, news, and local information. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.